Welcome to Your Family Dog, a podcast dedicated to helping families love living with dogs. Here are your hosts, Julie Fudge-Smith and Colleen Pilar.
Hi, welcome back to Your Family Dog. I'm Colleen Pilar, and I'm joined, as always, by Julie Fudge-Smith. And Julie is, at heart, a student. Julie loves to learn stuff. She's always researching this or that and discovering new things. And one of our guests said to us, you know what would be a great podcast episode? An episode on how to own a dog without breaking the bank. That it really can be quite expensive to own a dog. And sometimes we're here recommending things that sound expensive when you're trying to fit them into your budget. So Julie, like the dedicated student she is, dove in and ran with this project. So today she's got lots of amazing tips of things to help share with you to help bring the price point down a little bit of having a best friend in your house of the canine variety. So thanks so much for researching, Julie. That was huge. You started with food. Can you tell us a little bit about food, what you found for that?
Yes. The thing about food is there are a lot of foods out there, and there are a lot of cheap foods. But the problem with feeding your dog cheap or not as nutritionally sound food is that you're going to pay for it on the other end. Because if you have a well-built dog that is, you know, fed with good quality food, you're going to minimize the amount of problems you may have on the other end. So it
and
might.
You're not just talking gastrically, you're talking behaviorally as well, right?
Right. I'm talking.
Because when you're saying the other end, I'm getting all sorts of imagery.
okay, that wasn't where I was going, but I'll take that.
I didn't think it was, but that's where my brain went.
Well, right. You're talking about, you know, it's kind of like junk food in, junk behavior out. It works with kids and it works with dogs. But the other thing is that if you feed your dog well from the get-go, you're going to build a stronger, healthier dog who's going to be more resistant to various other problems, be they gastrointestinal or skin, muscular, whatever. You build a better dog, you're going to have a healthier dog. So I didn't want to recommend some of the more inexpensive, easily accessible foods because I don't feel like that would be in the mission of what you and I are doing. So I took a look at Whole Dog Journal, as well as a review I had looked at called at review.com, and I'll put a link to my blog on that, and look for some foods that I could try and find online and find out what kind of price we're looking at. Well, as it turned out, I found two foods, each of which has several varieties, that you can find at my fave, Tractor Supply Company, or Chewy.com, my other fave, and Amazon, which I also use a lot of. So the two series of foods are Taste of the Wild, which has Taste of the Wild has everything from their bison and venison, wetlands, high Sierra or wild Sierra, highlands. They have a wide variety of it is all based on the protein. The one that has bison or venison, the wetlands is a fish-based one, or it has duck or something. They have puppy, they have, you know, large breed, that kind of thing. And the other one was one called Diamond Naturals. And it's really important you get the whole thing, Diamond Naturals. There's other diamond foods, but they're not the same as the one that was recommended by Whole Dog Journal. They, too, have a variety of formulas. They have chicken, lamb, beef, large breed puppy, small breed puppy, puppy, senior. So they have a lot of different things that you can choose from. So if your dog doesn't like the chicken, beef is also available. Now, in looking at Tractor Supply, Chewy.com, and Amazon, a couple of things. By and large, well, basically across the board, Chewy.com was the least expensive. And that's because you can put this on auto ship. And if you don't put it on auto ship, their prices were the same as Tractor Supply. And some of the prices on Amazon were the same. But if you put it on auto ship, you save some. So, for example, Diamond's Natural Adult Dog Food, beef flavored, 40 pounds, at Tractor Supply is $31.99. at Chewy.com, it's $30.39. So you save $1.50. And their prices for Diamonds Natural range from $30.39 to $42.74 for the large breed puppy. At Tractor Supply, it ranged from $31.99 to $44.99. And at Amazon, it ranged from $31.99 to $44.99. So it's a little more expensive on Amazon. However, Amazon does have all these weird little things that you can save a little bit of money on. If you keep your credit card on Amazon loaded with, every time you reload your credit card for with $100, you can get $10 off the food you're buying that day. Okay. Some of them, if you have, for one of the diamond foods, you get an extra 40% off coupon with the first order. But that was only for one of the types of diamond. So I feel like Amazon is a, if, they, and then they have, oh, if you subscribe, you'll get a break in the price. But I couldn't find a single one where the price went down if you subscribed. So Amazon, I felt, was a little bit trickier in trying to figure out what your final price was going to be, because they have all these weird little things, like you have to load your card here, or you have to do this there. Whereas TSC and Chewy.com were both much more straightforward. And for both of them, if you have $49.99 or $50, you get free shipping. So if you buy, a dog, buy two bags for every auto ship. And at Chewy.com, I'll do that. I'll do an auto ship. And instead of having it every month, and you can change. The beauty of Chewy.com is they'll send you a reminder a week before your auto ship goes. And so you can change it. You can ship it early. You can change it. You can add to and from. So it doesn't have to be once a month. It can be every 6 weeks, however quickly you go through this food. So you can easily get the food and get the free shipping. And they are great. My auto ship was due. I needed it sooner. I said, okay, ship today. The next morning, it was sitting on my front porch. So I can't say enough about Chewy.com. Taste of the Wild, by the way. Diamonds Natural seemed to be about the least expensive of the quality foods that I could find. Taste of the Wild tend to run at Chewy.com between $46.54 to $47.49 for a 30-pound bag. Diamond Naturals are all 40-pound bags, and that can make a big difference in the price. Taste of the Wild at TSC, $48.99 to $49.99, also for a 30-pound bag. So really, Diamond Naturals, Chewy.com, seems to be the best that I could find. So, any questions?
And that was under a dollar a pound.
Yes.
Significantly under. Which, when you think about in the grocery store, if you're buying a not very good food, you're probably paying at least a dollar a pound. I don't know. I haven't bought them lately, I'll be honest. But I haven't bought them in 30-some years. But
right,
it's a dollar a pound for dog food is pretty good.
It is, because when I was going through some of the stuff on Whole Dog Journal, and she was saying like Benefil may average, it's like $1.13 a pound, whereas some of the more expensive foods will average like $1.39 a pound. Well, you're talking 20 to 30 cents more a pound, but the nutritional difference is just phenomenal. Just looking at the first four ingredients, they may have chicken meal, but then it's like soy this or something there. And their preservative is not the mixed tofurkols, which are much better for as a preservative. So you can do the research yourself, but Chewy.com, Diamond Naturals, seems to be a really reasonable price, plus free shipping, and you save 10% with auto ship. So I loved that.
Yeah. That is quite the bargain. Thank you for hunting that one down. What else did you find for us?
Well, the next...
As if that weren't enough.
As if that weren't enough. All right, the next thing I looked at was vet clinics, shot or vaccination clinics. And most people, I don't know, I found, believe it or not, I found three what I consider to be pretty reasonable vet clinics. And they all offer pretty pretty much the same thing, but their packages will differ just a little bit. Most of them offer for both dogs and cats, but I'm just going to talk about the dog end of things. The first one I looked at was Petco, and theirs is called Vetco, V-E-T-C-O. They have, like all the other ones, you can find a clinic near you by searching via zip code. So, or you can go to www.vetcoclinics.com and search by zip code. They have various vaccination packages and prices, which then, of course, have upgrades. So,
Of course.
So, they, for example, their basic package of healthy dog or puppy is a distemper parvo, bordetella, optional lepto, and a round or hookworm dewormer. Healthy Dog Plus, which is what I would recommend, concludes all of that plus a heartworm test. And heartworm test is just critical every year. You really want to have your dog tested for heartworm because prevention is so much less expensive than treatment. Then you also have, you can have your dog and cat upgrades. So you can add rabies, a 1 or a 3 year rabies, a fecal test, canine Lyme, but I don't think this, and canine influenza. Depending on your dog, talk to the vet about whether or not canine influenza is important for your dog in your particular area. But the fact is they already give Bordetella. If you're going to do canine influenza, you should do it with the Bordetella, and that's included in the base package. So, and at Vetco, you can get a $19 microchip, which includes the following free protection services. Ability to report a lost or found pet. Lost or found pet. And
pets all the time.
That's right. And an online profile for your dog. So they have a microchip for an additional $19. So my recommendation, if you were to go and get everything sort of the top of the line at Vetco, it'd be the $89 package, $10 for rabies, $15 for fecal, $25 for flu, $19 for a microchip, and you have a grand total of $158, okay, for that vet package. Now, that does not include heartworm or flea and tick medication, and that's a whole nother thing. HeartGuard is not all that expensive, but it definitely is worth it. The problem with flea and tick is Frontline is probably the least expensive way to go. One of the topical ones, there's another one, I can't remember what it is. I had used Frontline in the past. That's probably less expensive. There's a pill called NexGard, which is an oral flea and tick, which is I have used and have really liked. It's very expensive. So you're going to have to do some research on flea and tick prevention and heartworm. Both of which would probably be available here, but they did mention it, so you'll have to talk to your vet about that, or talk to them about that. Now, so that was Vetco at $158. The second one I looked at, Tractor Supply, of course, has a clinic, and once again, you can go to, it's petvet.vippetcare.com services, and you can search by zip code, and they have an immediate $10 off coupon that you can download for any package. Their basic package, if you get the Lepto Bordetella, Heartworm, Lepto Bordetella, your basic pack, that's $75. Heartworm is $15. It's only $12 for the heartworm test if you buy a 12-month supply of HeartGuard. $15 for the rabies, $19 for microchipping, and $39 for flu for a grand total of $163. But you get the 10% $10 off coupon that would come in at $153. Very competitive with Petco. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
Then, believe it or not, Walgreens. That's the one that surprised me the most. Walgreens has a variety of pet services. Who knew? I did not know this.
I did not know.
Anyway, they're called Shot Vet. I'll make sure there's links to all of these on the website.
Yes.
I did not find any microchip option on the Walgreens, and that they're much more limited. Like, there was no Walgreens within 50 miles of me that offered this clinic, but there was one within 50 miles of your zip code. Mm-hmm. Now, they have a basic Pampered Paws package, which is a one-year rabies, the distemper parvo, DA2PP, deworming, heartworm test, Lyme test, plus the social dog option, which includes influenza, Bordetella, and the adventure dog, who likes to hike, swim, and outdoors, with Lyme and Lepto, for just $153. So that was very comprehensive.
Yeah.
If you want to upgrade to a 3 years rabies, I think that's another $15, and that's $168. Once again, quite competitive with the other ones. So I thought,
Who knew?
I thought, but it does not have the microchip option for $20, which I think is an incredibly important option, especially having Zuzu, who has decided to leave her collar behind. She turned herself in at the fire station. I think we talked about this once.
Yes, we have talked about Zuzu's adventure.
So
thank heavens for her chip.
Yes, thank heavens for her chip. And registering it. Not just chipping it. The key here is you need to register it. And both TSC and Petco have services attached to the microchip that you register the dog with. And that's absolutely critical. So I thought those were three very good options. And I'll make sure that links to all of those for their online links, plus their phone numbers, will be on the website. So then the next one is, what about spaying and neutering? On both the Humane Society of the United States plus the ASPCA, those are two different things, by the way. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty for Animals is different than the Humane Society of the United States. I don't think most people realize that. And if you had asked me, I probably would have said, yeah, I think they may be different. Both of which have links to find a free or low-cost spay or neuter program in your area. The ASPCA has a comprehensive and searchable database of low-cost spay neuter providers. And you once again can search by zip code within 50 miles. And they even give you directions that if you're trying to do this on your mobile phone, how to do it better on your mobile phone than if you're sitting on your computer, which I thought was very handy.
Yeah.
And it's really easy. You just plug it in and it comes up with several different options of vets in your area that will do a low cost.
And there was one for you within 50 miles?
Yes, I believe there was. I didn't mark that down, but I'm pretty...
I knew you said with the other one that it was only within my area, which is,
right.
You know, but, Virginia, Eastern Seaboard, and you're in Ohio.
Right, but I'm pretty sure I did put that in there, and it came up with several. But I can verify that. Then the other one is the Humane Society of the United States. And not only did they have a place where you could search for a free or low-cost spay or neuter in your area. The other thing is, and this was, I thought, was really handy. On this page, the title of the page is, Are You Having Trouble Affording Your Pet? And so if you have fallen onto difficult times or your dog requires some additional things that are beyond what you can afford, they have a whole list here of national organizations that provide financial assistance to pet owners in need. And there's one, two, three. There's a canine cancer. There's the Big Hearts Fund. Let's see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Wow.
17 or 18.
Resource.
Right. And then you can also search by assistance by state. So not only do they list these 17, 18, because I might have counted that wrong, organizations, you can then click on your state and search that way. Then they also have, once again, enter your zip code, find a low-cost spay-neuter program in your area. And then they said, if you still need help, we've got more suggestions. So they're really out there trying to help you do right by your dog. So they had the affording your pet page. Call your local humane society or animal shelter and tell them you're looking for low-cost or spay-neuter programs. Talk to your veterinarian. Contact Care Credit, which offers credit plans for veterinary services. So I really feel like the Humane Society is trying very hard to make sure that you have what you need to take care of your animal and that you can afford to do what is necessary to keep your animal healthy. Mm-hmm. So I like the idea of contacting your local spay or neuter. I know too that the Vetco at Petco, that was, you know, the vaccination program. They probably have this. The other thing is you can also look up clinics. So not only do you have vaccination records, they might have clinics and then schedule. So if you type in your zip code and it comes up all the clinics in your area and when they're going to be available, which I thought was really nice. You can also find out whether or not there's actually going to be a veterinarian there and whether they would do more than just the vaccination program. So I would also call your local Petco or Tractor Supply or Walgreens if they have a clinic in your area and ask if there's any other things that they offer as well, like a spay or neuter clinic as well, or what do they recommend. So I think there are resources out there to really help you afford your dog. You just have to start looking for them a little bit. And I, you know, this was just one afternoon's worth of research. Didn't take me much more than an hour or two to pull this all together. So.
Which is awesome. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. Now, the one thing we didn't talk about were treats. inexpensive treats. So one of the things, because my bookkeeper is always, he spent 2 years being amazed at the amount of money I spent on dog treats. I think he finally got over it by the third year of looking at my, so I know that on our favorite things episodes, on yours, you talked about your chopper thing to make hot dog treats. So that's one thing. One of the things I wanted to say, too, is as I've been talking to my clients more and more, I personally have become quite fond of, not personally, but boiled chicken for my dogs. Because, one, most dogs don't have a reaction to it. It's very easily digested, does not cause diarrhea in general. And so I find boiled chicken to be a fairly inexpensive and easy treat to use, especially if I need a high-value treat for my dogs. So what I recommend you do is you can make sort of like a doggy trail mix. You put some kibble in there. You put some chicken in there. You can put some hot dogs in there. And you have a nice little training package that you could probably have some pretty valuable things in there for training. And I will tell you that I was just at the grocery store last weekend, and they were having a special on chicken legs and thighs combo. 70 or 59 cents a pound. I mean, that's cheaper than the dog food, right? So, yeah, you can't beat that. So you, however, came up with something that I thought was really interesting. You want to talk about the little silicone thing?
Yeah. I have to say, I have not done this yet. I keep seeing it, and I'm very intrigued by it. But there is a great blog post, and we'll link to it in the show notes, where a dog trainer used a silicone baking mat, which has like little prickly pyramid shape on it, and she flipped it upside down. So all those prickly pyramids are now inverted little empty caverns. And she created dog treats by pouring them out onto this mat and then baking them so that when she crinkled up the silicone and broke all the pieces free, she had 500 little tiny already
brilliant
divided treat. I know, it's so genius. So the reason I haven't tried it yet is because I'm lazy and I currently am willing to pay for someone else to make the treat and send it to me in a little bag. But I have made so many dog treats in my past, and this one really intrigues me. And I keep saying I'm going to try it at some point because I could certainly bring down the price of what I'm paying.
Oh yeah.
If this
and she gets recipes. Really, that's the other thing. She also gets recipes, which is great.
Yeah.
So I
haven't tried it yet. I'm not saying that it definitely works, but I do know trainers who rave about this concept, and it makes total sense to me.
Yeah.
Another really cheap treat that I use. This is not a training treat in that, like, we're creating a new behavior, but it's a, we're just reinforcing something fun in the house treat, is a generic Cheerio.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are super cheap, low calorie. I just buy the big old generic bag, and I don't really care if they go a little bit stale. But there's a bunch, you know, I have a little container on my desk, and so we call it the Cheerio game at my house. I throw a treat into the hall, and you run to the hall, and then I throw a treat in the kitchen, and you run to the kitchen, and back and forth, and it's big fun. And that costs me nothing. I mean, okay, $2 every 4 months.
Right.
But that is not what I would use to train a brand new behavior, or to shape something, or to use outside. So let me be really clear on that before everyone goes up in arms going, oh my gosh, Colleen said Cheerios work for training. But Cheerios work just fine for you are the cutest thing I ever saw, and I'd like to spend a few minutes playing with you.
Right, right. So. You can use my chicken hot dog food gorp for training.
Yes.
Especially
the Gorp for training, Colleen's Cheerios for the lazy stuff.
Yes.
I love the lazy stuff. That's my niche in this podcast. What's lazy? That's what Colleen does.
Yes. Well, that's what I usually tell people. So I'm a really lazy trainer. So I'm always trying to figure out, how can I do this while sitting down? You know, how can I do this, you know, without exerting an extraordinary amount of effort? Because if it's going to require an extraordinary amount of effort, I'm not doing it all that often. It's just not
right.
happening a lot. So it's nice to know that. You know, it's kind of like you also have to decide what level of training you want for your dog, too. I mean, like I tell people, my owner's dogs, my client's dogs, really well behaved. Mine, good enough. So the philosophy of good enough training. I think that what this all boils down to is for me, is that you can have a healthy, happy dog for not as much money as we are sometimes telling you you have to spend. That you can get a really good quality food that will nourish your dog well. You can get veterinary services, and you can get your dog spayed or neutered for a very reasonable cost. You just have to be willing to do a little bit of research, maybe travel a little distance. You might have to go as far as, you know, 25, 30 miles or something, because most of these are searched within 50 miles. But you're not going to get your dog spayed or neutered every week, so a 50-mile round trip might not be a big deal for that particular thing. But there are plenty of things. And as far as toys, you know, there are... I don't know what to say about toys, because so many things can be toys. I mean, we've talked about water bottles, you know, take the cap off a water bottle and put some treats inside of it. Mr. Parmesan is one we talked about. And tennis balls. Find yourself the local high school or college tennis coach and be friends with him and see if you can get some used tennis balls that way. I've done that, and I've also bought them on eBay. The problem behind them on eBay is the shipping can be. So you have to be careful on the shipping end of things. But look for sales. Like, I will be in Petco or Tractor Supply, of course, one of my favorite places on the planet. And I always look for what's in the sale bin. You know, what can I find that is, on sale. And the other thing I have found, another great way to get toys or things, is if I'm shopping on Amazon for dog stuff, then every once in a while something will pop up like add-on. So you can add something on a toy. Like, you can get, Cuzzes are usually like $5 or $6. You can get a Cuzz for 99 cents. So look for little add-ons there as well. So there you go.
So this was great, Julie. Thanks for doing all this research.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Bring down the price point of owning a dog, because they are so awesome that we want everyone who wants a dog to be able to afford to have their dog.
That's right. That's right. The other thing I was going to say is that it costs a little bit each month, but you might talk to your vet or about pet insurance, because pet insurance can be expensive, but it can also mean that your dog can get some treatment and some care that you normally wouldn't be able to get. That's how we were able to afford Buckley's cancer treatment, was because we had pet insurance. But that's a whole nother layer of expense. And that's sort of banking on future costs as opposed to keeping it affordable now. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's it. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Your Family Dog. Got questions? Interesting ideas? Colleen and Julie would love to hear them. Call 614-349-1661 or visit www.yourfamilydogpodcast.com to share your thoughts.